Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the first reading for the December 28th Sunday Mass, the Feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. A reading from the Book of Sirach. God sets a father in honor over his children. A mother's authority he confirms over her sons. Whoever honors their father atones for sins and preserves themselves from them. When they pray, they are heard. They store up riches who revere their mother. Whoever honors their father is gladdened by children, and when they pray, are heard. Whoever reveres their father will live a long life. They who obey their father bring comfort to their mother. My child, take care of your father when he is old. Grieve him not as long as he lives. Even if his mind fail, be considerate of him. Revile him not all the days of his life. Kindness to a father will not be forgotten. Firmly planted against the debt of your sins, a house raised in justice to you. The Word of the Lord. So Christmas is behind us. It's fitting the Feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph immediately follows. There's a lot going on in this reading. I have to be honest, I struggled with parts of it. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lecture practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us? What is the point of this reading? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? This reading can be summarized by the fourth commandment, simply, honor your father and your mother. Jesus tells us that the second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself, but only parents get their own special commandment. This reading goes beyond honoring them and adds being kind and compassionate to them. There's some wonky stuff going on here too, but I'll get to that in the practice section. For the most part, verses 6 and 12 through 14 are undeniably golden, so emphasize them. The reading starts off, God sets a father in honor over his children. A mother's authority he confirms over her sons. Speak this warmly, because it's God establishing a father and mother as heads of their family. Curiously, God sets a father over his children, but a mother's authority he confirms only over her sons. I'm glad my teenage daughters never played this card on my wife, but I digress. Next we have, whoever honors their father atones for sins and preserves themselves from them. When they pray, they are heard. They store up riches who revere their mother. Whoever honors their father is gladdened by children, and when they pray, are heard. Whoever reveres their father will live a long life. Earlier I said, if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? I must confess, I don't have any great ideas for this segment, because what this means to me ain't great. I'll give the benefit of the doubt to the Jewish scribe Ben Sira, who wrote this between 200 BC and 175 BC. They didn't have Jesus' cross and resurrection for redemption from their sins, so they had to resort to other devices to attempt to earn forgiveness. We don't have this quid pro quo going on for us now. We'll still need to honor our parents, but that is not going to atone for our sins. We have the cross and the sacraments to do that for us. Not that I don't want my kids to honor me, but it would be a little more than disingenuous to think I could bribe them with atonement of their sins in exchange for their honor. There's another element to this, and that's the parts that smack of the prosperity gospel. So, in addition to atoning for our sins, if we honor our Father, our prayers are heard. In fact, we're told this twice. Also, we'll store up riches, be gladdened by children, and live a long life. But we all know people that not only honored their fathers, but were genuinely good and holy people that didn't store up riches, weren't gladdened with children, nor lived a long life. But we'll give the author some grace, given the pre-messianic time in which he was writing. The text goes on, "They who obey their father bring comfort to their mother." Say this with sincerity. You might be tempted to add, "and vice versa," but valiantly resist that temptation. Now we get to some good stuff, and I hope it's not just because I'm getting a little long in the tooth myself. "My child, take care of your father when he is old. Grieve him not as long as he lives." Say this tenderly and warmly. For both this segment and the next, resist the urge to add something like, "and let's not forget about mom." Next, the author writes, "Even if his mind fail, be considerate of him. Revile him not all the days of his life. Kindness to a father will not be forgotten, firmly planted against the debt of your sins, a house raised in justice to you." Say this sincerely and with compassion. The care for a vulnerable person, repaying a lifelong relationship, whether good or bad, with love and care, doing the same for your parents as they did for you when you were vulnerable and helpless. Try and evoke this sentiment in your reading. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions, because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the Ambo.